Coke time is anytime, anywhere. It's always time for ice cold Coca-Cola. Our friendly neighborhood bottled Coca-Cola presents Coke Time, transcribed with Fred Robbins, the music of Axel Stordahl, and starring America's favorite young singer, Eddie Fisher.
Everybody, welcome to Coke Time. There's music as usual for the next 15 minutes. Songs by George Gershwin, Al Dubin, Buddy De Silva, and others. But all the tunes tonight have one thing in common. Whenever you hear any of them, you think of Al Jolson, the jazz singer, the singing fool, one of the greatest entertainers of all time. When Jolson performed the song, he had the knack of making it completely his own, like the song that George Gershwin wrote for him in 1919. We'll always remember him for this one.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing and it's song time. The bands are strumming soft and low.
Violets.
That was a real Jolson introduction you gave to April Showers, Eddie. Complete with a Jolson battle cry.
And it became known all over the world, Fred. Joey say, you ain't heard nothing yet, and he was off on one of those famous Jolson medleys.
Good, good, goody, goodbye. Good, good, goody, don't cry. That choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no way can tell how bad it makes me. Gives me goody and then, oh, do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get my letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Good, good, goody, goodbye. Goodbye, goody, goodbye. You are my poetry. You are my heart's decay. Come out here in the moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I wanna say.
Professor, take it.
Your honey, your boy I'm waiting. Your ruby, your lips to greet. Don't seem so captivating. My blushing rosy, my posy sweet.
Have a Coke.
Al Jolson earned his nickname the Jazz Singer when he starred in the first talking picture. Actually, it was a play on Broadway first, but Jolson brought it to the screen in 1928 and made all kinds of history. The story was practically his own life. He was the son of a cantor who did run away to the bright light. And that was the story of his first talking picture. The story of Jolson's last movie was truly the story of his life, the Jolson story, in which he was still singing as great as ever. We'll never forget the anniversary song.
This is Ed Stokes speaking.